This is the Upstate Lacrosse Show with four-time lacrosse All-American Rick Beardsley and News Channel 9 Steve Infante. Brought to you by Mooney Marketing Group, Empower Federal Credit Union, Kenny and Kenny Law Firm, Highfield Associates, Tully's, Fallon Oral Surgery, Burger King, Britain Athletics, and Saltine Warrior Sports Pub.
We welcome you to the only 60-minute radio show in Central New York dedicated entirely to the sport of lacrosse. Steve Infante, Rick Beardsley, glad to have you with us on the Upstate Lacrosse Show. A lot to get to on the show today. We've got two guests lined up for you. Jay Alter, Rick's new best friend and play-by-play partner for the ACC Network, set to join us at 9:15 as we get you set for Syracuse-Binghamton today. And then Andy Towers, currently the PLL head coach of the Chaos, he's set to join us at 9:30. Phone lines open at the beginning of the show and the end of the show at 315-437-7644. So if you have a question for Rick or a comment, get to us sooner rather than later because we've got a couple of guests lined up for you today. Plenty to get to on the show. We'll certainly talk Orange Lacrosse in a moment. I have to start with this, though. You were a little bit late getting to the show today. You got here, you know, with about 5 or 10 minutes to spare. You told me that you were on your way to get a car wash. Do you realize it's like 7 degrees outside?
I get my car washed every day. Every day.
Every day.
Delta Sonic is the greatest thing ever. And they don't even sponsor the show. I'm going to give them a shout out. I go every single.
It's 7 degrees outside.
Listen to me. Okay. Every day. The people that get my cars are the luckiest humans on earth. The people that get Tori's car, my wife, completely different. Even though we pay for the unlimited there. I go when, like, we get 10 inches of snow, I just clean my windshield off. I'm that guy, by the way, and drive down Route 11.
Just enough that you can see.
Just enough, and I go, clean it off, boys. That's my snow. My cars are immaculate. But I'm upset. I got stuck.
Yeah.
Car wash wasn't working. Thank goodness the guy in the minivan, drove away in front of me to give me room to get out. Or I myself would be doing, like, the one time I had to call in to the show when I was on the road. And that was self-created that day. Tori and the kids are now in Florida, but that was a couple of years ago. I self-created that one because I was, I was out a little late.
Yeah.
And I woke up, didn't hear
the alarm. Sitting at the car wash is kind of self-created as well.
You know, but we're on Twitch or something? What is this Twitch thing? Like, I'm trying to send it to my kids and wife. They're like 210 miles from Tampa. Tell me what's up here.
Twitch.tv/QSportsTalk. Go there. You can watch us. You can comment.
Hold on. Twitch. I'm doing this right now.
Twitch.tv.
I want to make sure that I don't look terrible.
/. Cuse Sports Talk.
Cuse Sports Talk. All right. Oh, my goodness. We're about to come up. Upstate Lacrosse Show. Wow.
Got to sit through a commercial.
It's okay. I'll sit through the commercial.
You're going to see yourself in a second. Because I can see us right now.
That I'm going to be honest with you. Does the camera add 10 pounds like it does on television?
10 pounds of muscle for you.
I have a neck cankle. It's terrible. Anyway, yeah. So, Steve, yeah, I had a tough time getting in, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm excited for today. Syracuse women's did stumble last week. We're going to hit
they
on
did.
That. I'm a little upset about that. But Joe Spallina, who I'm on a text string right now talking to, I love Joe, and that was a great game. One of the best games. My wife, Tori, went with our youngest daughter, Viviana, and, she said it was the best lacrosse game she's ever been to in her life.
Stony Brook reeled off 7 straight goals in the second half, went up 16-9, and then Syracuse came all the way back, made it close, made it 17-16 with just over a minute to go. Didn't win the draw, though. Stony Brook able to run out the clock, and the ladies fall to 1-1 on the season. What are your impressions after watching that game of the women this year?
First of all, Emily Haverschuck is an absolute animal. She is definitely the front runner for the Twarton Trophy. The only thing that's going to hurt her is, can Syracuse continue to win, right? That's usually, it's like the Heisman. You have to win games in order to get that honor. But she was held, I think, 2 goals in the first half and then went for 4 in the second half when the time comes. She's just all around so versatile. Syracuse's defense struggled a little bit. Stony Brook's defense was extremely fast. I really will say that Syracuse's, Gary's team is excellent. One of my favorite girls I love dearly is Morgan Alexander. You know, she's back for her, like,
she's in my class
is
this
she?
Year. Yeah.
We were talking, Jay and I we mentioned it last night because they were looking. I was with John Kettering, who's a producer, and Jay out at the old Jammers, which, by the way, should sponsor this show. I'm going to call Jimmy now and say, Jim, you need to at least give us some trade out at Jammers because that is the
because
nicest,
you like it there.
it is the nicest sports bar north of Westchester County I have been to in quite some time. I was taken back on how nice it was. But anyway, that being said, she's a great, great girl, and she's a great lacrosse player. That's a great story, by the way, with her. She had two knee injuries, and she went for 3 goals in that game. But Gary's team, overall, it's an early stumble, just like they say with Duke. Duke stumbles early on the men's side. Gary should be okay.
315-437-7644 if you'd like to check in. And to the full lines we go. Dan and Camilla's kicking us off today on the Upstate Lacrosse Show. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. We finally have a 22 again.
Yes, Chase, indeed.
Chase looked awesome. I love that the kid can finish and shoot from outside. Just unbelievable. We finally have a 22 again. That's all I got to say.
Appreciate you checking in, Dan. And, you mentioned Emily, one of the front runners for the Tuartan Award. Chase Scanlon have a legit shot. He was one of four SU players
on that list. Again, Dan was a Camillus guy here.
Right.
What was odd to me was Nick Mellon being on that list. He got hurt halfway through the game. That, to me, almost says, is that a legitimate list? Was that someone even paying attention? I'm not saying anything against the Tuartan.
It's just the watch list. They put a lot of players on there. But of the four mentioned from Syracuse, Dordovic, Curry, Mellon, and Scanlon. Scanlon have the best chance.
Yes, first of all, number one, he was a second team All-American last year. I was a buyer. I mean, like I said in that article that they wrote in Syracuse.com, I legitimately followed him right on Twitter. I mean, on Instagram and Twitter. I mean, I'm interested in what the kid does. The patience in his hands was amazing. And what I mean by that is he has just a natural ability to pause and look where the goalie is and isn't. And buries corners. I mean, his shots. The real shot that impressed me was the first goal of his career here. That was a pretty deep shot, and it wasn't even a bomb. Like, he didn't have to drop a bomb. He was just put it in a quick bouncer off hip. He's so accurate. You don't see that type of maturity in people's hands at that age. Usually, you get that maturity, probably as you're a senior and then into your pro career. You get hands like that because you become a really deceptive shooter because you realize goalies are so good that you can't blast everything by him. He is very good, but he's very well deserved of that 22 because he's going to be, he quite possibly could be the next four-time All-American that wears that. And, I wasn't a buyer of him before the game. I'd be the first person to tell you. I will say it on the air and admit that I wasn't, but I am going to tell you he is very good. People will say, he doesn't create opportunities. He doesn't do this. I know it was Colgate, but Colgate really hung in there pretty tough. Binghamton may be a different story today, but I'm going to tell you, he's good, man.
All right,
so
he already changed one of your preconceived ideas going into the season.
He's deserved to be on that list, by the way.
So what else?
God, I'm going to flex on this camera.
What else stood out to you last week? Because as you just said a moment ago, it was just Colgate, quote unquote. But we saw a 21-14 victory. What do you take away from that win other than the fact that, they went out and they took care of business, and obviously Scanlon was great. What else do you take away from that victory from a Syracuse perspective?
Face-offs did a great job. The individual face-off, the wings were suspect, right? The wings weren't really, they didn't do really their jobs. But face-offs were great. Jake Fopp did an unbelievable job. The attack moved. They were initiators, which we didn't see a lot in previous years. One thing that stood out was the defense was a little bit off, a little bit sketchy. I'm a defensive guy, so I can see all that things. But when you see guys get beat over the top for one-on-one goals, those are just basics. But they're easy fixes. They're simple fixes. So the simple fix is just, approaching correctly when you approach the ball carrier, put them to where you want. Just like basketball, you put them down the angle, you put them down the side. In lacrosse, if you put them down the side, as shooting angle decreases, goalie save percentage increases. So it's just one of those things that's easily fixed. Do I know that they're a top four team? I don't know. But the end result of versus Colgate of 7 goals, they will say in the modern era, that's a good win. And it should be a little different with Binghamton today, I hope. And I'm not downgrading Binghamton at all. Please don't. Binghamton comes in with, I think 8 out of 10 starters are underclassmen.
Now, Binghamton lost the opener 12-4 to Marist. Yeah. This is a game that, again, Syracuse should win and should win handily.
Yes.
You mentioned the defense there a moment ago, and you even touched on Nick Mellon's injury. I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but in your opinion, when you hear the coaching staff say, you know, the injury is week to week, what does that indicate to you? Can we read into that?
You were an athlete. It's a soft tissue injury.
Okay.
And you know, honestly, you really want me to tell you what I felt on the call with Coach Desko? He was kind of angry that they're not giving him any information. Jay asked him straight out. Alter asked him straight out, you know, what was the deal? And he's like, I don't know. And he kind of was frustrated. But to me, that means, because then he went into a story where Nick was in his shorts, he was all set. Like, that means two things. Maybe the athlete doesn't want to play. I'm going to call him out on that. I hate to break it to people. Yo, your senior year, you have X amount of games to play. I mean, I get that you consider it's only Binghamton. That means nothing. You want to play hard and play with your career. Or it's a bad, you know, it could be a hamstring. But they're not telling you. That's the problem. A hamstring, we all know, is depending on where the hamstring injury is, hard to play. And I don't care what people say. I've pulled my groin and still played at a high level. It just depends on where you pull that part of your groin, where you pull that part of your hamstring. Are you using it? People are right now going, what do you mean? If you pull a hamstring, it's your whole hamstring. No, it's certain parts of your hamstring you pull. Like, is it low? Is it high? Like a high pulled hamstring, really tough to play in, to play with. It is. You can't do anything. A groin, if you pull, you know, the real low part of your groin, you can't laterally move. But if you pull like a high part of your groin, you know, depending on where it is, you can move laterally. So you can get away with being bandaged, throw some painkillers in you and play. I hope that he's okay. I mean, I'm hoping that he's, you know, that it's a legitimate injury and he's not nursing it in a bad way. But, you know, they need him because they were a little off. But Murphy came in and did a really nice job. The kid out of Texas did a really nice job.
The beautiful thing about Twitch, Rick, is that we can interact with our listeners and viewers as
somebody
the show
just
is happening.
Me?
So, no, nobody's crushing you. One of our loyal listeners to the Orange Nation radio show, Jim CBW, he checks in. He says, is anything short of a Final Four a bust season for Syracuse, given the amount of talent on the team? Final Four or bust, Rick?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I'm typing back to him right now. Look at that. I'm trying to help you out here. All right, there it is. Boom. No, I got to chat. I got to sign in. This is unacceptable. Can't do that. Yes.
You need an account. We'll get you an account.
Yeah,
here.
Final Four or bust. It is the truth. I do believe, and I do think that is the expectation of this team. That is the expectation of Coach Desko when he talks to the media. I think that's the expectation of the administration, and I think that's the expectation that the community wants, and we all do. We all do. I was harsh. I've been harsh on the Cuse. I'm one of the harshest critics there is in this town. But I can tell you that I want them to win. I think it was great that they had some early offense going on. But you know one thing we always have to, everybody's giving Pat March all this credit. And that's great. You know, guys, we have to hit on what Coach Donahue did for the program for all those years. He was a huge part of the success we've had. So we can't cast him aside, people. We have casted him aside, which is unacceptable. Yep, unacceptable. We can't do it. So that being said, the early offense was great. Final Four a bust. That's the way it works.
2 p.m. face-off today inside the Dome between Syracuse and Binghamton. Rick Beardsley, Jay Alter will be on the call. We're going to hear from Jay on the other side of this break. We're brought to you in part by Mooney Marketing Group and by Empower Federal Credit Union. It's the Upstate Lacrosse Show. Stephen Fonte, Rick Beardsley with you. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.
This is the Upstate Lacrosse Show with four-time lacrosse All-American Rick Beardsley and News Channel 9 Stephen Fonte. Brought to you by Mooney Marketing Group, Empower Federal Credit Union, Kenny and Kenny Law Firm, Highfield Associates, Tully's, Fallon Oral Surgery, Burger King, Britain Athletics, and Saltine Warrior Sports Pub.
All right, we're back on the Upstate Lacrosse Show.
Stephen Fonte, Rick Beardsley, I can't sign up until
10 o'clock.
This Twitch thing is hard for me to do. It won't accept my passwords.
All right, we will figure this out.
This is unacceptable. Why?
A four-minute break, apparently not long enough for Rick Beardsley to sign up for Twitch.
Number one, I'm actually really happy that I'm showered and I have a haircut and I shaved, which is good, okay? Because I had no idea we were going to Twitch. So now I have to, it really gives me a good excuse to like be normal in the morning, which is awesome on a Saturday, but I can't sign up. This is messed up.
I mean this with all due respect.
I love this Twitch thing already. Like, I want to come in every day.
I mean this with all due respect. Sometimes you are like a six-year-old. You get something in your focus and you can't think of anything else. Last week it was the Wikipedia page. This week it's Twitch.
I didn't do that, by the way.
I know, but you just get obsessed with these. We'll figure out the Twitch thing, okay?
You know what I do want to do? I do want to run for mayor. The city streets are terrible here. I drove here fast, and I like blew up my car like 9 times.
All right.
Can you please fix the roads in Syracuse? Awful.
We need to bring on your broadcast partner, right, Jay Alter. Don't keep him waiting.
The greatest thing about I can be me here. There, I can't be me, really.
Oh, Jay, help me out here. Let's talk some lacrosse.
Well, you just got a good sample size of what we have to deal with for 2 hours while a broadcast is trying to take place.
And by we, you mean you. I feel bad for you, Jay.
Yeah, well, last week you asked me, Steve, if I knew I was going to be with Rick, I would ask for a raise. If I knew I'd be with him 3 times this season, one of those would be Valentine's Day night.
You were my Valentine, you and JK last night. It was so, I took a picture and even posted it. Poor Liz. I was the fill-in date.
Third wheel.
Yep. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, Steve.
Yes, he's a lot at 9 in the morning. I feel bad. Yeah, I feel your pain, Jay, because I know what it's all about. Let's talk some lacrosse here, and you obviously saw the Syracuse team play, you know, just a week ago, and now you've got them again today against Binghamton. I asked Rick this question in the first segment. I'll ask you, what do you feel like you learned about the 2020 Orange from that game last week, even though it was quote-unquote only Colgate?
You know what? I think this offense will be dynamic against anybody. I actually thought Colgate, their goalie, played really well, and the defense was solid, and they still scored 21, and it probably could have been more. They called off the dogs, if you think about it. I mean, Scanlon had 7 goals at the end of 3 quarters. You know, if that's a tie game, he probably maybe ties the school record at 9. I just really like the way this offense looked because we knew it would be a change with Pat March coming in. We knew that this could take time with some guys coming back from injury, Scanlon coming in from transfer, and this team looked like they were in mid-season form right out of the gate. So the offense, if you're going to take one thing away, is that they are one of the best in the country on that side of the field, and when you have that, you're going to be in almost every game.
Jay, all right, so we both obviously called the game. That's no surprise here. We've talked about that. We were on that call with Coach Desko. What do you really think? Do you think Dordovic's going to take the ball and go to the rock more today, try and make a statement?
Well, I don't think they want him to, Rick. I mean, we asked Coach Desko straight up, you know, or was that a concern? And he actually said he was encouraged by the way he played in the game because in practice he felt like Dordovic was pressing and forcing it too much, and that was taking away from the offense. But in the game, he said, you know what? I don't have my legs fully under me. I'm going to defer to the Scanlons or the Rafuses of the world. And look how that worked out. It was terrific. Trimboli and Curry, his, you know, line mates on that first line midfield, also played great. So you can't have 6 guys all wanting to take it to the rack at the same time. That's going to be a terrible offense. So I think right now he knows his role. And then once people start paying attention to the other guys more, that's when he'll take over. So maybe that happens today. Maybe that happens later in the season.
We know we're not going to see Nick Mellon today. Did you get a feel at all, Jay, throughout the week, how long Nick Mellon is out? Do you have an expectation on when
question,
he might come
so
back?
You're going to ask him that
well, you
question?
Didn't answer the question. I said, when do you think he's going to be back? And you talked about the...
Dude, I said week to week.
Well, that's what John Desko said.
That's week... you can only go as... You're only as good as the information given. Okay. What is he, Dr. Jay Alter?
Well, I'm
Let's
not.
See how he handles this question.
I could give a better answer than week to week.
Okay.
Oh, my God, Jay, really? You just went there.
Well, I mean, this is what
Thanks,
I said
Jay.
To you.
Hey, Jay, tell me the why. Tell me the why, Jay.
I'll tell you the why.
There we go, please.
If this were Johns Hopkins, I think he plays today.
I agree. SOFT. What am I saying? Nope, didn't do anything.
I think, so this is what we know as facts. The x-rays were negative, right?
Right.
John Desko said he was walking around fine on Monday. Why he is not cleared to play might be because it's Binghamton, and that is, I guess, where the speculation gets involved. But I do think that this is, if this is Duke or if this is Johns Hopkins, I think as a, you know, a senior captain and a leader of this team, even if he's not 100%, he would have strapped up and played. But because it's Binghamton, I think they said we'll give him a week.
Which is good, obviously.
See, I'm glad I asked the question. I got a better answer out of Jay.
Well, he's
much
like
better
a,
answer.
You understand that, you know this, he's probably the best sportscaster in the world at his age. He's the youngest. Right. We were talking about it, Jay. I don't care if you get embarrassed.
That's as true as Rick.
Let me tell you this. We live in this town. We know when people come out how good they are. Jay is unbelievable. Right. I mean, Jay, what are you? You're, what, 26, if that, at this point, 25?
It's called the Upstate Lacrosse Show, not the Jay Alter Show.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to throw shade at you. I'm going to throw booches. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. I had a great night with him on Valentine's Day. Him and John, it was a fun night. But Syracuse today, Jay, how do you feel? Like, what do you think is an acceptable margin of victory? Because I'm going to obviously call they're going to win.
Yeah, I mean, you said on the call to John Desco they should win by 18. I don't think
that. No, that was against Colgate.
I just don't think you should classify wins and losses by the margin. It's okay, does the offense look as good as it did last week? Can the defense step up without their senior leader? Are we going to see more Grant Murphy today? Brett Kennedy is what I'm going to – because I told you this after the Colgate game. I kind of forgot he was on the field, which is not a good thing for a guy who I think is one of, if not the best, poles in the nation. And they moved him to close D, obviously, and he kind of got lost. So I'm going to have my eyes on 17 today, see how he is adjusting to his new role, because I think if he continues to be that quiet, They might have to pull the ripcord on this whole close defense thing, because he is a monster as a long stick midfielder, and I just don't think you can sacrifice that by burying him at close D for too long.
Last one from me, Jay. You know, I asked Rick this question in the first segment. I'll ask you from one of our listeners/viewers. Is it Final Four or bust this year in your mind for Syracuse lacrosse, given, you know, they check a lot of boxes that you look for in terms of a Final Four team or a national title contender? Mm-hmm. If they don't make it to the Final Four, is it considered a disappointing season?
Certainly for the players. I mean, you talk to these guys, and Chase Scanlon's only a sophomore, and it's his first year on the team.
He's good.
And he has come out and said, you know, we've told each other it's Final Four, national championship, or bust. So that's what they're thinking. You know, inside that locker room, it's what the fans are thinking. It's always what I think the coaching staff, if you talk to John Desco, it's always about getting and winning a national championship. I do. You know, the drought just can't continue, right? Not with this much talent. And I think, obviously, it's tough to put everything into one season, but it's not. It's really the last 10 years that this is kind of boiling. And now you have the roster. Now we've been patient. This is the team. And I think if you don't get there, it would be really tough to swallow for the players, first and foremost. I mean, they want to get there more than anybody else.
Yeah, well said, well said. All right, 2 o'clock face-off today inside the Dome. You can watch it on the ACC Network. Jay Alter will be on the call alongside the guy right next to me, Rick Beardsley. Jay, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Steve. Rick, I'll see you at noon. Try not to get another car wash. It sounds like this...
I'm going on the way home, but the line might be too long, so I'll go to the spray wash too.
Ridiculous. Just what an odd addiction to have, car wash.
You know what? Listen, you have your addictions. I don't know what they are, but they're definitely bizarre. You're from Fairfield County. But what's really bothering me is this Twitch thing. I keep staring, Jay. Your face is up on Twitch right now, staring at me the entire time. With, like, I don't even know how to describe that look. I mean, you're honestly a good-looking fella.
That's his professional headshot.
Do you have a professional headshot?
Yes. You need to get one after you get a Twitch account.
I'll get it. Jay, can you be in my headshot with me, please?
No.
My God, you have problems.
All right.
Jay, we got to run.
I'll see you later.
Thanks for coming on. The underrated part of this whole conversation, by the way, is that there was a long line to get the car washed today.
Well, no,
it's
it wasn't.
It's 7 degrees
I
outside.
Caught that. Well, it's sunny out. When do you get sun?
7 degrees outside.
Listen, I don't. Who's your weatherman?
Jim Teske.
Yo, he predicted
best
it.
Best around.
The Tesk.
Yeah.
That's his new nickname, the Tesk. Can we get the Tesk on? Have we talked about lacrosse at all on this show today?
A little bit. Let's take a break.
Just so you know, before the break, Syracuse did win last week by 7. Okay, there we go. Handled it.
All right. We're brought to you in part by Kenny and Kenny Law Firm and by Highfield Enterprises. We've got Andy Tower set to join us next on the Upstate Lacrosse Show.
This is the Upstate Lacrosse Show with 4-time lacrosse All-American Rick Beardsley and News Channel 9 Steve Infante. Brought to you by Mooney Marketing Group, Empower Federal Credit Union, Kenny and Kenny Law Firm, Highfield Associates, Tully's, Fallon Oral Surgery, Burger King, Britain Athletics, and Saltine Warrior Sports Pub.
Stephen Fonte, Rick Beardsley back with you on the Upstate Lacrosse Show as we go back to the Burdick Toyota guest line to bring on a former three-time All-American at Brown. He's now the head coach of the Chaos of the PLL. Andy Towers is our guest, and we'll get into some college lacrosse here, Andy, but this guy to the left of me, Rick Beardsley, he's venturing into the PLL this season as well. I know you know that as an assistant coach with the Atlas. What kind of advice do you have for Rick as he jumps into the coaching profession? Level.
Yeah, you know what? Rick completely changes the landscape of every environment that he enters. So it's really not. It's really no advice that I can give Rick. It's really a giving advice to the rest of the coaches and the players in the league in general. And that's buckle it tight because the big dog is coming in to the league, and it's going to change the way things are done. It's going to make it way more competitive. It's going to make it rowdier. To be honest with you, as you know, Rick, that's the flavor that he hits with.
I'm going to tell you right now, AT, your face just came up on this Twitch thing. It's awesome. Like, I love this Twitch thing. I don't want to go home today. I want to call the game from here. But no, really, Andy, thank you for being in, obviously, a guest. You're not just the head coach of the Chaos Lacrosse Club and a former All-American at Brown and a former coach at Dartmouth. You are a great lacrosse mind. My question for you, my friend, number one, you always, you know, I'm wearing Prada. That's my cologne today, so you're good.
Yeah,
so that's
that.
The question
it's
you were going to ask me.
It's a weekend scent.
Yes,
weekend
it's a weekend. No, it's my everyday scent, but you have to. You've watched the Syracuse. You watched the Syracuse game. You know as much about college lacrosse as anybody in the country.
Sure.
Do you
Thank
feel
you.
It's final four or bust here for Cuse?
You know what? I do think they've got the ingredients that they need to make a serious push to not only go to the Final Four to win the whole thing. You know, they seem to have all of the pieces. Certainly Chase Scanlon deserves the credit that he gets, scoring 7 goals on 9 shots. I like him at attack. When I had this conversation with Clark a little bit, I had a conversation with Jamie Monroe a little bit. You know, he's wearing number 22, but he's a different style of player than the guys that have worn that number in the past. I think that he is arguably the best shooter in the country, but he's not, an initiator. He's not the guy that you're going to flip the ball to, in my opinion, but he does fill a role for this Syracuse team in that it adds a tremendous amount of balance given the strength of their midfield. And with the graduation of Nate Solomon, they sort of need a guy that can make people better down there, and he does it as a shooter. But I'm not sure he's the best offensive player on that team. You know, and then you look at what Kennedy does. I like Kennedy up at LSM. I don't know if they're going to keep him down at close. I know they played him at close against Colgate. I love their face-off guy. He is a warrior. Certainly Drake Porter in the goal. Nick Millen, I don't know if he's going to be back or not. It sounds like he has an injury where they're still trying to figure out what the deal is with him. But, yeah, I think that this Syracuse team can make it to the Final Four. I certainly do. They've got all the ingredients. And, it seems like the pressure's off them a little bit, at least from my perspective. I don't know how you alums feel, but that's how I look at it.
I think you were spot on, AT. I mean, see, folks, that's why we bring on guys like Andy Towers, guys that look at lacrosse from a different view of a Syracuse fan. That's excellent analysis, AT. Excellent.
Thank you, Rick.
Excellent,
I appreciate that.
I'd like to give a shout out to the Derelicts R Us Fantasy Football because they're all on right now. That's the one love we get. They told those guys, right? I told you guys that I would do it on TV, and I just don't know how to do it. I'm bad enough.
They're a very, very classy group.
Yes,
and classy,
very much.
And classy is it's subjective.
Yes.
in that usage there. Yes.
You mentioned Chase Scanlon there a moment ago, Andy, and it feels like, and Rick and I talked about this last week a little bit, it feels like there's a certain buzz around this program now, in part because of Chase Scanlon, not only because of him, but to have another, you know, number 22 in the program and to, you know, check a lot of the boxes that it takes to make it to the Final Four, it does feel like there's a buzz. How important is that, you know, as Syracuse tries to end this Final Four drought, they haven't been to the Final Four since 2013, how important is it to have, you know, a stud performer on attack and to have this buzz to try and live up to for the players involved?
I don't think it's necessarily important to have a guy fill that number. Now, you know, not having gone to Syracuse, you know, just, you know, watching the program and from afar.
You scored a lot versus Syracuse, by the way, Andy. I'd like to point that out. And people remind us on Twitter constantly.
Good. Well, I appreciate that. When you stay in college 7 years, Rick, that has a tendency to happen. but I think that I think the most important thing for any of these teams, Syracuse included, you know, is that they have balance, is that they have, you know, threats to score on attack and threats to score up top as midfielders. And I think that Syracuse has that now. Obviously, you know, the strength of their midfield, they've got, you know, 3-4 guys that can go out and are a threat to score 3+ goals every single game. And in order to have that, you know, in order to keep them dangerous, they need to be able to keep the opponent's defenses honest. And I think that balance, I think Chase Scanlon adds to that balance. You know, you look at Hopkins, perhaps your greatest rival in the sport, and I feel like they finally have gotten some balance with Evans in their midfield. And I feel like Syracuse now with Chase Scanlon down in attack for them gives them the balance to make them a team that, you know, all seven defenders, which obviously includes the goalie, have to worry about. And I think that that's going to bode well for them over the course of the season.
As you look around college lacrosse, I know, you know, it's very early. Some, you know, Penn State's played twice. Most other teams have played once. Who do you like when you look around the country? You know, you obviously like Syracuse a lot. What other teams have impressed you? And again, I know it's early.
Sure. You know, going into the season, I look at this and I see, obviously, Penn State with the amount of firepower that they return on the offensive end, you know, was one of the teams. I think that Yale, given the strength of T.D. Irwin's success at the faceoff X, getting them the ball 75% of the time after whoever scores along with their returning personnel. I put Yale there as well. You know, hard to not put Virginia, returning national champions. I feel like those three teams have established themselves. And I said earlier, you know, I was looking to see who that fourth team is going to be. Certainly Syracuse is in the running. I like North Carolina now with the balance that they've created with the transfer of Chris Gray down there on attack. They've made them substantially different. I think Hopkins, you know, could emerge that way. You know, I think Maryland, obviously, with the culture that John Tillman's created, with the amount of talent they've accumulated, the success that they've had, you know, in Notre Dame. You know, Notre Dame's got two of the best defenders in the country. They've got a great face-off guy in Charlie Leonard under the radar. They've got a first-team All-American midfielder, Brian Costabile. They've got two great attackmen and certainly the culture of that program. So, you know, just throwing out those five teams, UPenn, hard to not put them in there as well. You know, I'm going to go on record right now and say that I think Gallagher controls the faceoffs versus the Terps today. And I think that Penn, even though they're starting a little bit later than the Terps, I feel like with Sam Hanley at midfield, I think UPenn goes in and knocks Maryland off today. So I would put UPenn in there as well. So I got about five or six teams that I think are fighting to be that fourth team to separate themselves with Penn State, Virginia, and Yale.
All right, AT, this is going to be an odd question because I'm an odd guy.
That's all right.
So,
I feel most comfortable when it's odd.
Yes, perfect. So you spoke about who's your Final Four. Who's going to be the biggest surprise? We're talking about out of the 64 or 67 Division I teams now, who's going to be the one? They don't necessarily even need to make the playoffs. Someone that will be a surprise. You know what I mean? That will, like, do better than most people. Like Merrimack, for example. I mean, they're on the cusp of maybe getting their first win today, right?
Yeah, I mean,
like, who's the biggest surprise?
I think it's a great question. I'm going to say two teams, and you might call me a homer a little bit, but the first one I'm going to say is, I'm going to say Brown.
I agree, man. Are you kidding me?
They got arguably the best goalie in the country.
Yep.
They've got two or three proven goal scorers. I think, again, the pressure is off them. They finished the season pretty well, almost knocked Penn off in the Ivy League semifinals last year, and they return a lot of dangerous players, and they graduate just a few guys. So I'm going to say Brown is one of those teams. The other team I'm going to say, and this is cheating a little bit, but I was really impressed with Air Force watching them play Duke 2 weeks ago. They look like they are in mid-season form, and I think the addition of John Grant Jr. as the offensive coordinator out on Air Force, along with some sort of nondescript rookies to that team, guys from, you know, non-traditional hotbed areas, has really made that team fun to watch. I was blown away by how they played against Duke. They looked like they were in mid-season form, being down 5-6 goals, you know, at halftime, and to come back and win that game in regulation. They really look like they could be a for real team. So those would be the two teams that jump me.
Listen, Andy, we always appreciate you coming on. Great insight as always. Continued success to you, and I'm sure we'll do it again soon.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to flying chest bumps this summer, Rick. You are the man.
First of all, flying chest bumps. Do you understand? I got to cut you off, AT.
No, when
he slaps you on the back, he can like blow your skin up. He's a monster. Like the best, it was the Twitter chatter that went on when we were talking about fighting and the whole thing. AT, yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'll fight you whenever we need to. I'm not afraid. Will I win will be the whole nother thing. Now that I'm gonna have to say I could defer. That would have to go at least 15 rounds.
Heart's never been an issue for you, Rick. It goes all the way back to us playing against each other on the U19 teams and Cuse Brown a long time ago. We've had a lot of battles, and I expect those battles to continue this summer. And I can't wait to get you in the PLL.
Love you, man. Thank you for coming on.
All right, you guys. Have fun. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care, Andy. There he is, Andy Towers. We got to take our final time out. It's the Upstate Lacrosse Show. We're brought to you in part by Tully's, by Burger King, and by the Saltine Warrior Sports Pub. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.
This is the Upstate Lacrosse Show with four-time lacrosse All-American Rick Beardsley and News Channel 9 Steve Infante. Brought to you by Mooney Marketing Group, Empower Federal Credit Union, Kenny and Kenny Law Firm, Highfield Associates, Tully's, Fallon Oral Surgery, Burger King, Britain Athletics, and Saltine Warrior Sports Pub.
Come on. We have just a few minutes left on the Upstate Lacrosse Show. I think Rick likes this Twitch thing.
I love this Twitch thing, and I'm going to tell you that it's this or that, this or that. The music coming in, Paulie, has been on point with the music, the intro, and what he's been pulling out. He may not fly to games. He drives to everyone. But I'm going to tell you right now, Paulie, nice job on the music, my friend.
We're brought to you in part by Fallon Oral Surgery and by Britain Athletics. We mentioned the SU men and women at the top of the show. Lemoyne opens up today as well, 1 p.m. at home. Against Roberts Wesleyan. Again, it's like 7-8 degrees out right now. The game is on, by the way. I checked with Lemoyne on the way over here, and they will play. Have you ever played in conditions quite like this? I mean, there's a difference between playing in like 40 degrees in rain and, you know, 7 or 8 degrees.
Yeah, I have never played in anything. I mean, practice, obviously, at Syracuse, right? Sometimes we had to go out on corn.
Sure.
There's been cold days like this, but no, I have never. We played at home in the beginning of the year. The dome was always 70, people would say, obviously. But no, I have never played. We used to play down at like Loyola or Hopkins, be 32 and sunny. And that was like a heat wave for us because you're living here, right?
Sure.
So 32 and sunny is an athlete for us. They're bundled up in hoodies and sweatpants in the warmups. We're like in T-shirts and, you know, shorts. No, I'm going to tell you right now, and it's not like I'm going to apologize in advance to everybody that plays for Robert Wesleyan, all the alumni. You know, you're probably going to get hammered today very early. So if you're Lemoyne, you might want those big sideline jackets to be there with those kids, or you're going to get some, you know, some frostbitten hands and frostbitten feet. But I would say that Lemoyne will be up by 12 at halftime. Easy.
That's a 1 o'clock start up at Lemoyne College. Cornell men have their season opener today on the road at Albany. That's a 1 o'clock start.
That's a tough game for them, by the way. Albany's back, man. Jake Pisano, kid from Liverpool, starter, long stick midfielder. Tohoka Nanakoke came in. He was on Tommy's diet plan. Lost 20, 30 pounds. He looks good. I'll tell you right now, Tohoka Nanakoke, in shape, is a kid that was left off the All-America list, all the hype. He's, I killed him because he got out of shape a bunch of years ago. In shape, he's pretty good, man. Cornell's going to have its hands full because Cornell's defense is not, it's about the same as it was last year. You know, an average defense, their offense with Jeff Teat. You know, Pete does a great job down there. We'll get him on the show, but yeah, I'm going to tell you, that's going to be a great game.
Colgate men off until Tuesday. They're on the road at Princeton. Raiders off to an 0-2 start. Tough start to the season.
They'll
with,
be 0-3.
North Carolina and Syracuse both on the road. Let's circle back. Syracuse, Binghamton, 2 p.m. faceoff inside the dome today. You're on the call.
What's the
along
spread?
With
eight and a half, I believe.
Jay Alter. Is that a legit thing?
It's 8.5, I think. Yeah.
Okay. They're going
I can't
past
lie
that,
to you.
Yes.
I wanted to bet last week because it was 6.5, the spread. No, 5.5. I didn't, but man, I wanted to.
All right, so spread aside, you're calling the game. How do you see this thing playing itself out?
I see Binghamton coming out, and you know they're gonna. I think they're gonna have a tough time at the faceoff. X Jake Fopp, we love him. His story about his dad leaving, and that was out this week. Just we love that kid. I think Binghamton comes out in a zone, tries to throw junky stuff at Syracuse, and we'll see. That is where we'll see if Syracuse can handle it. Binghamton's goalie. Very good. 17 saves. It'll be his second start. He obviously gave up a bunch of goals. He saw a lot of rubber out at Marist, but he's going to see a lot more today. Syracuse had, 66 shots last week? I would assume we're going to see 66 shots again. I do think that Binghamton will do its best to hang in there, but I think Syracuse just, man, has too much firepower.
All right, 2 o'clock face-off inside the dome. The women taking on Albany
right now.
Literally right now, 10 a.m.
Let's
start.
Give a shout-out to Sam Tatora, Albany All-America East, and good luck to her and her family at Albany today versus the Orange.
All right, so the Syracuse women, 10 a.m. start with Albany today, 8 p.m. inside the dome tomorrow against Binghamton after SU women's basketball. And again, the men, 2 o'clock face-off inside the dome today against Binghamton. We are out of time. Our thanks to Andy Towers and Jay Alter for joining us on the program today. For my partner, Rick Beardsley, I'm Stephen Fonte. Enjoy the weekend. It's been the Upstate Lacrosse Show. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.